Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Reds Review for Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance.
Now it's time for Reds Review for Club Marine. And off the back of your upcoming week, chasing Billfish Redmond, we're going to talk about outriggers and how they are important when it comes to chasing the fish with a big nose.
Yes, they're very important. I've been told to keep this concise. I think that was the word you used, Pat. Not short, concise. But it's very important, outriggers. They catch you so many more fish. Now, just briefly on it, when you rotate, I don't use them for tuna, whatnot. I don't use them at all. I like a direct hook up with my rod. People say clear water, blah, blah, blah. It's all loading. Oh, I don't believe any of that. Where the marlin, on the other hand, it's actually about getting the hook up and allowing the fish to run with your bait before having contact with your rod.
Feeling no pressure at all once it takes.
That's right.
It is.
So yeah, say, for example, we're off Birmingham on next Saturday. We're this time next Saturday, actually, Patrick, and we're trawling around and we're marking up marlin. All of a sudden, the rigger pops off. And then you let the fish run. We're running circle hooks. You let it run for, say, up to 6-7 seconds, and then you go up on the button strike and allow the fish to actually swallow the hook. The circle hook will do what they do, and it will roll and end up back in the mouth of the fish. It's also the same as trawling skip baits. When they grab them, they have no pull on the rod until you set the drag after they've run for a little bit. Now, they are pricey in a way, but they can also be a bit cheaper. Now, hook them to a range that go into your hull of your boat, into the actual gunnels of your boat, for your poles, your bases, etc. It's all around that $875 mark. There's so many different brands out there. Then you can go into the different range of hook 'em, which have the arm bars that come out, which are around 1,000. And then you can go into Viper, they're around the $1,395. And they go on the side of your actual hard top in itself, Pat, or even on the side of your hull as it comes up and meets the windscreen if you don't have a hard top. And then a brand that's probably renowned to probably be the best is Relax. But you are paying for them. Now, they're around that $2,450 mark. If you jump on all your marketplace on social media, you might pick them up cheaper, the poles, bases, and whatnot. But they definitely are on the pricey side, but you need them. They will catch you more fish. Now, I can't give you the size that you need because everyone's boat's measured differently.
It'll be different, yep.
Talk to the guys and just have a chat to them. Tell them the boat you've got. They'll know 99.9% of the time. They would have, even your dealership like Melbourne Marine or whatnot. So make sure you do get outriggers. If you're going marlin fishing, I'll give you a hint. I probably wouldn't go unless I had them.
That was Red Review for Club Marine. There's plenty more real adventures coming up after the break.
That was Red's Review for Club Marine. Insure your boat or jet ski with Club Marine, Australia's leading provider of boat insurance. Check the PDS to see if this insurance is right for you.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.